You know, when there's no power for internet and television, your town is cut off. How do you get your news? Well, you're listening to it right now. After Hurricane Maria, when the call went out for engineers to go to Puerto Rico to help get a local radio station, WIPR, back on the air, two of our own at WNYC responded. They were equipped with an emergency radio kit designed for tsunamis that they got from Alaska Public Radio, and those engineers headed to tropical Puerto Rico unsure of what they would find. Denny Roganot is engineering manager for New York Public Radio and WNYC for our team here. He made the trip alongside engineer Peter Polanco, and Roganot says when they arrived and turned the dial in the car to the station they were supposed to be fixing, there was the worst sound you can have in this business. Silence.
The station was off the air, and they've been off the air since Hurricane Maria, which was about a month prior to our arrival there.
So that must have killed you, Danny. I mean, flipping on the frequency and hearing nothing is an excruciating sound for a radio man.
Oh, absolutely. We go berserk here when we're off the air for 3 seconds. So I can imagine over a month of being off the air for them was very bad.
Yeah, well, you're there to help, and so you've got this tsunami radio kit. What kind of gear are we talking about when you open up all your cases and get to work? What are you working with?
Well, it's three boxes, Todd, of a radio to-go kit. One box contained a studio, which is audio gear to play audio sources. The other box was a transmitter, and there was another bag, a long bag, with an antenna, a portable antenna, that extends up to 20 feet long.
So I know this is all in a day's work for you, not necessarily magic or anything like that, a lot of skill and a lot of engineering. But talk about the moment when you got power into this antenna, when it's up and running, and WIPR was back on the air.
Well, it was a moment to celebrate. We were very happy that the station came back on the air. It wasn't easy. We ran into some problems with the equipment that was delivered. We had an issue with condensation, internal condensation in the amplifier. So we had some issues getting the transmitter back on. But when the transmitter came back on the air, the workers there at the station rejoiced. We took a drive around the area just to listen to the signal inside of the car radio. And the station played out. We received a signal approximately 20 miles radius in the San Juan area after the transmitter was powered up.
Wow, that's great. What were you listening to?
We were listening to classical music. WIPR in San Juan is a classical format station, similar to our WQXR here in New York. The next day, they changed their format because they were receiving an STL microwave feed from the convention center in San Juan, and the governor was doing a press conference on a daily basis there. So they went outside their classical format and started broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., the governor's conference at the convention center. At these times, radio is one of the most key communication sources. When you're out of power, you can use a battery-powered radio to listen in and get up-to-date information into homes where there's no power.
Well, Danny Roganot, it's an important mission. It was a special mission that you went on, and the fact that you went on it on behalf of all of us in public radio means an awful lot. So thanks for doing it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's not very often us as engineers are given an opportunity to help in a crisis situation, and we were called to duty, and we rose to the occasion, and we went out and did what we could to help.
Danny Roganot is engineering manager at New York Public Radio and one of the many people who keep us on the air and hopefully sounding good through WNYC. Danny, it's a pleasure to have you on the mic.
Thank you, Todd.